On a Beaver Fever Friday, I'm Brian Schultz. BSU baseball team will host Upper Iowa this weekend. Phil Bray joining us, pitcher from BSU. Got a win over Minnesota Duluth last weekend. Congratulations on the win.
Thank you.
Kind of a rough start to that game. What settled you down, or at what point did you just settle down yourself?
Well, the balls that they hit, none of my shortstop and third baseman just couldn't make the plays. They were soft hits into the hole, and they weren't hitting me hard, so I didn't really have anything to worry about, and then just went out and shut them down.
How does your mindset change, seven-inning game, in game one of a doubleheader, compared to, all right, now here I'm throwing game two, if it's happened, with a nine-inning game?
I like pitching game ones better. They're shorter, so I feel like I should be able to go the entire distance, and if I don't, then it's because my pitch count's too high, which I made a poor performance. Nine-inning games are different because you're coming out of the game. You usually don't go the entire nine. So if you can get seven out of your starter, seven good innings, then the reliever. So it's more of just keeping your team in it when you come out in that nine-inning game.
Do you kind of like game one of a series, too, where, all right, if I get us off to a good start, we got a good chance for the weekend?
Yeah, the first game's real big. If you can win that first game, it gives the team so much more momentum and come back, and then you win that second one that day, and then you start all over the next day. Game one's a big one.
You guys didn't have a hit in the game that you were pitching last week until the bottom of the sixth inning. You guys scored all three runs there and won it 3-1. As a pitcher, what's it like? You've only given up the one run, and your offense hasn't gotten you one back.
Yeah, it's frustrating for those five innings, but in my head, I know that my batting staff is good enough that they're going to get their hit sometime. We're going to get our scoring opportunities. So if I can just hold them with one run, they'll do the rest and we'll win the game, which they did.
New rules as far as bats 2 years ago. How's the mentality of a pitcher change now, knowing that you don't have to be so perfect and that you can, quote-unquote, get away with one a little bit?
Yeah, my freshman year came in here, and those bats, if you could throw a perfect pitch outside, but if the guy just got a piece of it and put it up into the wind, it was going over, because guys are so much stronger now than in high school. And now with these BB cores, it gives a pitcher a fair chance, and I think you can see what pitchers can actually do now.
As you were watching the games end last Sunday against Duluth, unfortunately lost them both. Defense kind of let you down. Pitching was good enough. What was it like sitting in the dugout watching Sunday?
It's always frustrating to watch your team lose and knowing that I can't do anything physically to help them out, but I try to be there in spirit as loud as possible. But yeah, it's frustrating.
Upper Iowa this weekend. What do you know about the Peacocks?
I'm pretty sure they're struggling this year a little bit, but they're a good team. Everyone in this conference is a good team, so we can't just look over them, but I'm going out there looking for a W, and so should the rest of my team.
Good luck.
Thank you.
For more information about the BSU baseball team, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. More of Midday Live is coming up on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
It's about your life.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.